Hi, my name's Tommy Mullaney, and I'm a program manager on the security team for SQL Server. And I'm really excited today to share with you a little bit about a new feature we have in SQL Server 2016 called dynamic data masking. So what is dynamic data masking? When would you use it and why did we build it? A very common scenario is one where you have a database that contains sensitive data. And in general, this data should only be exposed to users on a need-to-know basis. Only users who have a business need to see the data should be able to access it. So for instance, of course, the end users of your application should have access only to the parts of the data that they need to see. And engineers who connect directly to a production database, for instance, to troubleshoot an issue or an incident, should not be accidentally exposed to these sensitive data fields. So that's why we have in SQL Server 2016 a built-in feature called dynamic data masking that is a new security programmability feature that enables you to limit access to sensitive data by obfuscating query results. So what this offers is you have the ability to protect your sensitive data against unauthorized access to end users of your application using either built-in or customizable masking functions. And of course, your privileged users will still be able to see the unmasked data. A common use case or motivation for using dynamic data masking is regulatory compliance. There's a strong demand in the industry for applications in order to meet privacy standards and regulatory requirements to mask sensitive data. And probably the best thing and really the most the coolest thing about dynamic data masking is just how simple and easy it is to use. The data is masked on the fly without changing the underlying data in the database itself. And data masking is entirely transparent to your application. So it's really easy to just enable it in your database and poof, almost like magic, the masking is enabled in your application without requiring any changes at all to your application code. So it's absolutely targeted towards existing applications where you want to provide an additional layer of security around your sensitive data. So as a quick overview of what functionality dynamic data masking offers, it enables you to configure a masking policy within your database using simple T-SQL commands that you'll find quite familiar. It offers on-the-fly obfuscation of data in your query results. Again, the data is not physically changed in the database, and all of your database operations and your queries and your application and your procedures, they are all unaffected. They all work just as you would expect. And in addition, data masking offers the flexibility to define a set of privileged SQL users or roles who are able to access the unmasked sensitive data. With that, I think the most fun part is jumping right into a demo. So let's dive right in and see it in action. So here we have a sample application. It's a simple customer relationship management or CRM application that lists our customers in our organization. And right now, as you can see, the data is all exposed in plain text. There's no masking or obfuscation taking place. This is what our application is to begin with here. And so what we want to do is we're going to enable dynamic data masking on several of these fields. A, to illustrate to you the different ways that you're able to mask data with the new dynamic data masking feature, and also to provide an additional layer of security over this sensitive or personally identifiable information so that it's only exposed to users on a need-to-know basis. So let's dive into SSMS here. And right now I'm connected to the database as an administrative user. So I'm privileged and I should have full access to all of the data here. And just to show you, this is the same query that we're using in our application here. You can see we have our customers table and each row has a customer ID, first and last name, city, state, and email address and phone number. And so the first thing that I want to show you here is the default masking rule that you can apply here. So the syntax to enable dynamic data masking is pretty straightforward. You're going to add a mask on a particular table. And in this case, we're going to apply the mask to the last name column. And we're going to use the default function here. And the default function is just a full mask. So the entire value is masked. And so if we go ahead and run this, it's as simple as that. If we switch back over to the application, which is running as a lower privileged application service account user, and we refresh the application page here, you can see now that the last name column is now entirely masked. And so this is an example of the default mask being applied. It's a full mask for the entire field. And one thing I want to emphasize here is that I didn't make any changes to the application in order for this to happen. I simply connected to the database as an administrator or a security admin and enabled the data masking policy on this field. So that's the first type of masking rule that you're able to apply to a field of data. The second is an email masking rule. And so again, the syntax is about the same. We're going to change our customers table, in particular the email column. We're going to add a mask using this built-in email function. And as you'd expect, this function, we'll go ahead and run it here. This function will mask everything except for the first character of the field, and it'll expose a .com at the end and a little at sign in the middle so that it's formatted like an email address, but otherwise the data is masked. So now if we go ahead and switch back to our application and refresh the page, you can see that the email field is now masked. And again, no changes were required to the application code. The third type of mask that you can apply is a custom string mask. And this is where you can allow a prefix and a suffix to be exposed and then have some masking text or placeholder in the middle. So in this case, we're going to mask the phone number column. And what we're going to do is we're going to expose, for example, the first two characters, the last two characters, and in the middle, we're going to put this placeholder text here. So if we go ahead and enable that, run it, and then switch back to our application and hit refresh, now you can see that the phone number field is masked. And again, the first two characters and the last two characters are exposed. The final masking rule that we have enabled here is what we call random number mask. And the idea here is that you will replace a number field with a random integer from between two values that you specify, kind of drawn uniformly from a distribution. And so if we go ahead and run this set of commands here, we've now enabled this random integer mask on the customer ID column. And now if we go ahead and refresh the page, you'll see that the customer ID has now been masked with some random customer ID between the two values that we specified in our masking function. So now we've gone ahead and masked all of this data. Again, the thing to realize here is we didn't have to make any changes to our application. It just works. And it's all centralized within the database itself. So if we were connected using some other application, let's say Excel or something, we would also have the data masked from any of those entry points as well, because the masking policy is applied within the database. Switching back to SSMS here, and just to show you, it's just as easy to drop a mask from an existing column if you like, as saying dropped mask. I'm not going to run that here, but you can see the syntax. And another thing to emphasize here is that right now I'm connected as the administrator account. So I'm going to see all of the real data, the unmasked data, if I do a query from this table, because I have the unmask privilege. And as you can see here, when I run this query, all of the data is revealed to me and it's unmasked. Now, if this database user, and this is the user that our application is using to connect to the database, has a business need to see the data, then of course, we can grant them the unmasked permission. And just to show you how this works, if I switch back to the application and refresh, now all of the unmasked data is exposed. So I'm going to go ahead and revoke that unmasked permission to our database user so that they don't see the unmasked data anymore. And in order for you to be able to manage and keep track of which columns in your database are masked, we have a new system view called masked columns that you can use. And if we go ahead and run this query here, you can just at a glance, take a look at the columns that we have masks on and the masking function that is used to mask that field. So one other thing that I want to show you, because it's an interesting scenario and might not be the first thing you think about, is what if I switch tabs here, and I'm connected now as not the administrator, but as the DB user account, which again is unprivileged, does not have the unmask permission. And so when I do this select from customers query, I'm going to see the masked data, as you can see here, just like in the application. What happens if I select this masked data into a temp table? And as you'd probably expect, what's going to happen here, let me go ahead and do this, just selecting the same stuff into a temporary table. And if I do a select star now from the temp table, what you'll see is that the data is still masked. And why is that? It's because when I selected the data out of the customers table in the first place, it was masked at the time that I executed that query. And so when I insert the data, the results of that query into a temporary table, the data is going to be masked. So that's just a quick example of how data masking works, how you can enable it in your existing applications, and what some of the behavior is like that you should be aware of. Again, the thing that I want to emphasize is just how easy it was for us to enable dynamic data masking to start masking these sensitive fields of data in our application. We didn't have to make any changes to our application code, and it was as simple as running a few lines of T-SQL to add a mask on the fields that we wanted to conceal, and then it just worked. So that's dynamic data masking. It's an extremely simple and easy to use feature, and we hope that you'll give it a try as a way to help limit access to sensitive data in your applications. We're really excited about it. We think it's a really compelling addition to the suite of security features added in SQL Server 2016. And we really encourage you to give it a try. Here's a few resources to help get you started. We have an overview blog post that'll walk you through all the basics that you've seen here in nice, fine detail. We also, of course, have our official documentation in Books Online. And I'd encourage you to check out our SQL Security Team blog, which contains numerous examples, tips and tricks, demos, things like that. And I think you'll find it a really valuable resource. So with that, thank you very much for your time. And please, if you have any thoughts or feedback, our team, we would love to hear from you. Thank you very much.